Okay. What's good, everyone? Welcome back to Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today's episode is all about NIL. You know, as someone who played in the pre-NIL era and then was involved in the very first year that NIL was introduced, I just think it's absolutely incredible to see what it's become. Actually, it's mind-blowing, to be honest with you. And so just to put it into a little bit of perspective for you guys, there are guys out there who are making six and seven figures a year just showing up on campus and playing football. And, you know, 5-6 years ago, we couldn't even accept a free meal. And so that's how drastic this thing has changed. That's how quickly the tables have turned. And that's where we are in the state of college football nowadays and everything that comes with it. And so me personally, when I got to Auburn in 2017, you know, I came from the era of guys, you know, just really looking forward to that monthly stipend. I would say we got roughly around like $1,000 a month. And like, it doesn't sound crazy, but at the time, like for me, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was absolutely balling, you know what I'm saying? And like, quick, funny story, like I would take the money because we had like PNC cards. And so I would take the money off the PNC card, take it out in all cash because I was saving up to buy a car, my first car. I got to Auburn at 17, and so I didn't come to Auburn with a car. And so I was saving up my first year, all of my checks, to go buy a car. And so I would take the money out, and I would just spread it out on the bed because it was just like $1,000 a month. And so I would have like a couple months in a row stacked up, and I would spread it out on the bed just so I could see it, just so I could feel it. Like, just being around that kind of money, which at the time, you know, looking back on it, isn't a substantial amount of money. But to me, when I first got to Auburn, that was crazy. And so, like, guys are dependent upon that stipend, not just wanting it, but some guys actually needed it. And so it was critical. It was crucial. And so I also come from the era where the rules were strict. There were no extracurricular signings or appearances, and definitely no pay for play. And so just the eras are so different. To see how things have changed so drastically, unreal. I come from the era of having those long compliance meetings about what we can and cannot do, what we can and cannot accept. And so I just remember vividly being in those meetings and just hearing them list all of these things. And I'm just like, wow, like, we really can't do anything. Like, it was just unreal. And so just another quick story, like, just being in tutoring sessions and with your academic advisor, and my academic advisor would always joke with me at the end of our sessions, like, you know, if you borrowed a pencil or a pen, she'd always be like, make sure you get that back. Because technically that's a benefit. And like, it sounds so small, but like they were sticklers about the rules, and our compliance office didn't really play that. And so, yeah, man, like, just to see where it was and to where we are right now, unreal. I also come from the era of us all having the same dream and the same goal. And what I mean by that is, that's not to say that guys nowadays don't still long for the opportunity to play in the NFL or, you know, to make it to that next level. But back when I was first getting to school, like, we all came there with nothing or very little to nothing. And so it was a situation where we all banded together, and it was a real brotherhood because we were all working towards the same goal. We all had the same dream, and we were all in the same set of circumstances. Like, it was rough sometimes to hit the end of the month and to barely have anything in them pockets. You better head over to the wellness kitchen and make that do what it do for breakfast, lunch, and dinner all week. And you better make sure you stretch that Tiger card money and head to the C-store and get what you can out of there. And so you find a way to be resourceful. And honestly, it builds a lot of character. Like, not really having those kind of resources that these guys have maybe now today, built a lot of character and maybe set us up for, you know, success later down the line. And me personally, I know all about having to make that kind of money stretch because I lived it. Like, my senior year at Auburn, I was getting maybe $2,000 a month, and half of that was for my rent. So I paid my rent, and at this time I have a son as well. And so I'm having to make $1,000 stretch over 30 days. And this is including my bills. Like I said, I have my son, and so I'm having to provide for my family. and all of these things. And so once you hit that end of the month, you start looking at that account. This is pre-NIL era. And so that hunger to really make it out, that hunger to provide for your family, that hunger to make it to that next level, like, I wonder if that same hunger and drive is still there in players, and not only, what, 5 years later. So, like I said, things have changed so quickly. Yeah, NIL was originally introduced my senior year, like I said, and it was really name, image, and likeness. It was truly endorsements and brand deals, using your name, image, and likeness for benefit, right? It was autograph signings. It was guest appearances. It was, you know, giveaways. It was whatever the case may be. It was using your name, image, and likeness to make some money. So very, and I do mean very quickly, did this whole entire college football thing, and not just college football, but college sports in general, turn to pay for play. And so before we get into this, I really want to make one thing clear. I am all for guys getting paid. Like, I believe that players should have been getting paid. I believe there are just so many real life scenarios and where it just makes so much sense. I've seen firsthand why NIL is beneficial. And I've seen firsthand some of the pros and what it can really do for people. Like, I've seen guys who have been primary caretakers of their siblings. And so just thinking back on that, like, if they would have had NIL, like, how beneficial that would have been to be able to provide for their siblings, their nephews and nieces, or their brothers and sisters. Like, I've seen guys who had to send their whole entire stipend checks back home to help out their mom or dad or family or whatever the case may be, you know? So in those instances, and it absolutely would have been critical, not to mention that players over the course of time have been making these universities and these institutions millions and billions of dollars without seeing a dime. And so I absolutely am all for NIL, 1,000%. I just do think that there needs to be something done to get it all under control, right? Because everything has changed. Like, I know without a doubt, recruiting has changed because of NIL. Like, you still want the best guys out of high school, right? But now that the rules have changed so much and the transfer rules have changed so much, like, now the importance and the premium of getting guys, the top guys out of high school, and expecting them to be at your school 3, 4, 5 years is just no more. You mean, you got guys who are heading to 2, 3, 4 universities, and that's normal. And so obviously these coaches are now targeting these transfers, right? And so that diminishes the importance, at least a little bit, not all of the way, because high school recruiting is still very, very important. But nowadays, you'll see a lot of these coaches really attacking that transfer portal, trying to get these experienced guys in, trying to get these guys who have been in that fire, who they can trust to come in and kind of turn this thing around quickly, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so it's really affected how guys and coaches and teams and universities go about high school and their recruiting. And with that comes just the loyalty aspect of college football. Like, there was a time where fans could expect to see a guy grow and evolve over time, to see him come in as a freshman, maybe a red shirt, or even get on the field early as a freshman, and see his progression as he grows and as he learns, as he goes through those trials and tribulations. Now it's just, you might get a top recruit, or, I mean, you can't expect him to be there for 3, 4 years no more, not at least a full class worth of guys. And so I just think the loyalty aspect of college football has kind of gone away a little bit as well. Just guys sticking with one program, or fans being able to really connect with guys and, you know, kind of see them grow and build and learn and go through those downs and really appreciating the ups when they do come. I also know it's created a free agency type of feel to college football. Like, it has now become essentially pro sports, right? The transfer portal and the NIL has shifted the power dynamic in college football. So now you have all of these coaches who have to re-recruit their guys at the end of the season. Like, that was never a thing. You know, we couldn't transfer when I was in school and just go to another school and play. Like, first of all, when I first got to school, if you wanted to transfer, you had to sit out a year, no matter where you went. And then on top of that, the university and the school and the coaches had the opportunity to block where you went to school if it was in conference. And so if you wanted to transfer from Auburn back when I first got to school, like, first you had to sit out a year and you weren't going to play somewhere in the SEC. And if you were going to play in the SEC, you for sure had to sit out a year. And so I'm pretty sure they changed that rule along the way. But now you don't even have to sit out a year. You can just go right to your next school and play. And it's like clockwork. And so these guys are negotiating new deals at the end of each season. And so it's like, what's really going on, right? And so that has really placed a lot of power in the players' hands, and that really gives them a lot of leverage. And so, like I said, I'm offering NIL, but if I could really just give a message to the players out there, it would be to really keep the main thing. Like, that money is awesome, and it's a blessing. But, like, I would say life is bigger than the material things that come with all of this NIL money. Like, I just see so many guys like prioritizing like these chains that are going to depreciate the second they leave the store. Like, these guys are prioritizing, you know, shoes and clothes and cars and all of these things. And that's not for me to say, like, don't enjoy nice things, because you absolutely should. Like, you should be able to enjoy the benefits of everything that you work for. Like, you spent your entire life up to this point working and grinding to get to this level. And so you should enjoy that. But keep the main thing. Because what I want to know is, like, do these schools still have like class checkers? Because keeping your education first and foremost, that's keeping the main thing. So, like, I'm wondering, with all these guys transferring, like, do we still have class checkers? Like, do we still have study hall on a weekly basis? Like, do we still have all of these things in place to make sure these guys are graduating on time, like advisors, to making sure they're staying on top? I already meeting with their academic advisors weekly, non-negotiable. Because it's like, I just know how transferring works. Like, you go to 2, 3, 4 different schools and there's no way all of those credits are transferring every single time. And so I just wonder if guys are putting themselves behind or just not worried about it at all, because they're just so worried about what they got in the moment, this NIL money, or, oh, it doesn't matter, I got this NIL money and I'm going to make it to the league. Well, I'm here to tell you that money will subside. It will not be forever. Whether you make it in the league or not, NIL money or not, like, that money's not lasting forever. And so I just want to stress that to these guys, because it's easy to see that kind of money right now, especially at this young kind of age, and be like, man, I'm straight, I'm good. Like, but I mean, I'm telling you, real life hits. I'm not telling you nothing I didn't live. You got bills, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys buying these chains and these cars, and they're gonna, once you leave college, you get a crib and this, that, and the third. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And you'll look up one day and be like, damn, looking around and it's gone. And so while you got it right now, while you are at the pinnacle, like, invest it wisely, save it wisely, make sure you are around the right people, doing the right things, and trusting the right people, because there's a lot of people out there that don't want to take advantage of you. I'm saying, after you take care of your agent, you take care of your moms, and a lot of them got girls, and you got to take care of your girls now. You can't, you know, you got to take care of your lady. And so there's a lot of things that you got a car and food and life be happening, man. So take care of yourself, take care of your money. Make sure you're responsible and keep the main thing. Because at the end of the day, if you ask most of these guys, they're going to say, I want to make it to the league. And so if that's the end goal, that's the end goal. And keep that the main thing. And so if that's the end goal, that's the end goal. And so, like I said, keep the main thing. Because if you don't, you'll look back one day and regret how you was handling the situation and wish you would have handled it different, been a little more responsible. So that's what I would tell, you know, the young version of myself. If I was in y'all's shoes, you know, just to keep the main thing and make sure, you know, you trust in the right people and hanging around the right people. And yeah, like I said, continuing to prioritize that education, because education is still king. Like, I've seen so many guys in the NFL, myself included. I played 3 years, not 10. So I'm still in my 20s, right? So what do you have to fall back on? Your education. It's about the people you connect with. It's about the relationships that you've built. And so I hope these guys understand that. Make sure you're treating people right, because a lot of people are going to forget everything that you've ever said to them, but they won't forget how you made them feel. So make sure you're treating people right. Make sure you understand that everything you've got is a blessing, and it can, just as quick as you got it, it can be taken away. So making the right decisions. keeping the main thing the main thing. That's the show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you rock with this video, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see y'all on the next one. And as always, War Eagle.